This is very interesting and also important community service announcement if you do work or you're travelling through the CBD today. A sinkhole, which you may have seen in the news, appeared overnight on Monday on Collins Street. Motorists have been asked to avoid the street between Queen and Elizabeth Street. But there is a lot of talk about this sinkhole. A University of Melbourne earthquake scientist has come out and he's blamed the sinkhole on Melbourne's leaky infrastructure. You don't want your infrastructure to be leaky. I don't like hearing we've got leaky infrastructure.
Not in the city, of course.
Ooh. Fix that up.
I know. You get a doctor when things get leaky.
Yeah. God.
Doesn't sound good at all. But anyway, it has sparked conversation about a group called the Cave Clan. Now, the Cave Clan, this is a group of urban explorers. I'd love to. Wouldn't that be great if that was your title? What
Urban
do you do
explorer.
For a job? Urban explorer.
Please explain.
Urban explorers. This was a group of teenagers from 1986. They formed an underground society, and apparently, we have one of the most elaborate stormwater drain systems in the world beneath Melbourne. It's a complex maze of waterfalls, gates, ladders, and reservoirs. We've got waterfalls under our city, Melbourne.
Amazing.
1,500 kilometres, these tunnels, this labyrinth of tunnels stretch out over underneath Melbourne.
That's like Sydney and halfway back.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, Sydney's 1,000 k's away.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's a lot of waterfalls and tunnels. Mm. No wonder these urban explorers are getting busy under the city. But they do. Apparently, it's... What?
Nothing, keep going.
Did you lie to me?
No, you said 1,500 metres of tunnels.
1,500 kilometres?
Kilometres, yeah.
Yeah.
Sydney's about 1,200 away. So that's from here to Sydney.
But that's an extraordinary distance.
Extraordinary long way.
I mean, you'd have to be going to the core of the planet.
That's,
I mean,
that's a long way.
Is it going down into the red centre? Like
it's like when you go to like Wet and Wild and the tunnel, the slide goes round and round and twirls.
It's
a lot of twirling.
This is a hidden underworld. This Cave Clan, they're regularly down there. They're under our city. I mean, it's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that are getting there.
Hanging out there with Splinter.
Lots of splinters.
Now, Boxy, there's a lot of tunnels in a lot of places under Melbourne that people don't know about.
He's very careful.
What do you mean?
That's what you're about to say.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
Continue.
There's one at Parliament House.
A tunnel.
There's a tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's sort of probably this tunnel that's gone in the sinkhole. Be part of that little tunnel. There's a tunnel at the Remand Centre that goes underneath towards the police station, a secret little passage. So the police don't have to go out and the prisoners. You know that?
They're going down into a tunnel.
There's a tunnel that goes underneath the road so they don't go outside. You know that?
No, I don't know that. Mm. Is this a joke? I can't
tell. Where are you getting this information?
Spencer Street Station. There's a big tunnel underneath that goes into a secret place.
What are you, why?
Crown have tunnels underneath.
So why did these... What's that piece of paper you're reading off?
Alpha Bucks.
So he just made all that up. He was holding a piece of paper and we thought, has Feb got access to privileged secret information? No.
What are you talking about?
I think he's just
making stuff up.
No, I'm not.
He's full
of it.
Why is there a tunnel for the Remand Centre? Why can't they walk in the front door?
That's for the police and the judges and all that sort of stuff. They go underneath and all the sometimes the prisoners, they take them through... When they get charged.
Isn't it just an underground car park?
No, it's across the other... Do you know where the Remand Centre is?
No, I don't really.
Yeah, so the Remand Centre...
I think it's a parking lot.
It's across the other side of... All right, parking
We're
lot
talking about, like, streams and waterfalls.
Well, what's
and
the one at Spencer Street Station for?
It was built back in the day.
But what happened back in the day?
Sacred stuff.
Faith, this is a secret world in Melbourne we weren't aware of.
Yeah, what starts off as a news story that there's a sinkhole in Collins Street, we're now hearing about the hidden underworld of Melbourne. 1,500 kilometres of tunnels, stormwater drains, waterfalls, mazes, ladders, reservoirs. The Cave Clan, they're regularly meeting down there, having hidden meetings like the Illuminati.
Yeah, well, in those meetings, the last one we had... I'll let you in on another little secret.
What?
In the city, there's a tunnel that goes from the city express to the airport, dead set, and it's for like ScoMo and like presidents and stuff.
Well, it's under the ground.
Under the ground.
Do you take cars or what? Like boats? Is it water?
No, it's just cars. Vroom, straight there. No traffic.
Okay. I'm looking you in the eye. I don't believe you.
Okay. You don't have to.
Is it true?
Yeah. Well, Yes.
Byron, is that true?
I'll tell you what, it's Leon, Scott. Well, Thief.
Is there a tunnel where you can get to the airport direct?
Yeah, but we can't use it. We don't have access.
But so.
But like if like Trump come, he'd use that.
Why would Leon know?
I haven't heard yet, but I think we have ScoMo tomorrow or next week. We should ask him.
Oh, he's not going to tell us.
Oh, that'd be a great question.
Hey, ScoMo, do you not use our tolls? You don't pay the tolls? Do you go underground? No, Brendan. Get that guy.
I'm looking for your tells. See, the problem is you are the boy who cried wolf. Yeah, you wrinkle your forehead a bit when you're lying. I think you're lying to me.
Okay.
He's not trying to save a fare on Skybus. Like, what's the point?
Quick access.
When did they build this tunnel?
It's been there
I would have noticed.
It's been there for a long time.
Okay.
Leanne in Narre Warren North. Hi, Leanne.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Leanne. Leanne, are you a part of the cave clan? Do you know about these tunnels?
No, I'm not part of a cave clan, but I went on a mystery tour of Melbourne many years ago, and they were telling this story about how there's a tunnel from Parliament House that went to a brothel.
Yep.
Whoa.
From Parliament would go under the tunnel, do what they had to do, and then when the bell rang, they would go back to Parliament to sit at Parliament.
What is happening?
I just said there was one at Parliament House.
You did.
Wow. And also, that was apparently the first telephone line in Melbourne was from the brothel to Parliament House.
Okay, well, we need to verify all this information, but that tour sounds like lively tour.
There's part of our history I'm proud of, and there's some I'm really not proud of.
Okay, well, we don't know that that's true. We need to have a good look at that.
Jeepers. Andrew in Croydon. Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Andrew. What can you tell us about these tunnels?
My mate used to be a prison guard at the prison near Southern Cross Station. And he used to escort prisoners in tunnels to St. Vincent's Hospital and the courtrooms.
Yep.
Gee! Now, why did they have to go through a tunnel, Andrew?
Less security. Harder to get into the tunnels, so it's easier for them to transport prisoners.
I want to go into these tunnels. Can we somehow get... Maybe we could get some listeners. Maybe we could do a listener party in a tunnel.
There are openings that pop out around Melbourne. You just need to know where they are.
Yep.
I just feel like this is like potholes. You just lift it up and jump in.
No, you've got to have access, mate.
Okay.
There's another caller that said everything Fev said was true.
All right. We actually had a message from the Cave Clan, Fief. I don't know how they got to us.
What?
The Cave Clan have said, and I'm reading this off a piece of paper, do not explore these tunnels or drains. They can be dangerous. And the Cave Clan have said, quote, this is their safety motto, when it's raining, don't go a-draining.
Are you in the Cave Clan?
I was just handed this piece of paper.
Who handed you the note?
Leon.
Leon, are you in the Cave Clan?
No, I read a Reddit thread.
Oh, sorry.
So, hang on, that message has come from the Reddit thread?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Do you want to take one more call?
Yeah, please. Can we speak to somebody who is calling themselves anonymous?
And you know, I'll tell you another tunnel. So, back in the old days, and this is true, you know the Alfred Hospital?
Yeah.
So, the corner of Punt Road, there's that... there's a complex there, like where housing, where the nurses used to sleep.
Yeah.
So one back in the 50s, one of the nurses got assaulted.
Yeah.
So they built a tunnel from the hospital into that house. So at night time, like at 2 a.m. when they finish their shift, they can go through the tunnel because it was safer to get into their house.
I'm so impressed. I'm just impressed how many tunnels we've got that we were doing.
That's
this
dead set.
A lot of digging going on. Anonymous. Has given us a call. Hi, Anonymous.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. What can you tell us, Anonymous?
Well, there's actually a jail underneath the county and the magistrate court.
There's a jail?
Yeah, so there's actually a little holding cell called the sub.
Ooh, have you been down there, Anonymous?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, were you in the jail?
Maybe.
Okay, we're going to keep that part. That's very vague.
But are we allowed to have secret jails under the ground?
We can't verify these callers.
Amnesty International doesn't get involved in this. I don't think you can have secret jails.
One caller didn't say no.
It's the Fox, Fifi, Fever,
Mind
Byron.
Blown.